Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
river. No, let's leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like moony. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Seattle putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so cold for static. I see through your synthetic, put my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic, from this mouth of madness, flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn!
I take a puff then I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest living.
Sexy lady, the major.
in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black, my stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kids through the hell care. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. And some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades. That's my baby, when she died, my heart broke 100 ways. Spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. Without flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands for bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what Nip
say. Hold up.
Nah. This ain't entertainment, it's four niggas on a slave ship. These soldiers and spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lock us behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple mils for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Driving insane, stuck inside.
ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, we broken and changed, had a dream of living wealthy and making it big, over football, told to cook raw and taking it big, and after all my mama's thanking God for blessing the child, all my mama got to do now is collect it and smile, smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, they burning, inhale the sherm smoke, visualize alive the flames, will I be smothered by my own pain, strange witches, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah, to help me, somebody save me, lost the crazy. Drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now. Pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine up on your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
Okay, I'm new. Here's up. Hold on now. Now we got to make sure Instagram good. Whoa, shit. There we go. Okay. Instagram, let me know if y'all can hear me.
Y'all
hear me over here, Instagram. We live and direct. Okay, let me make sure Instagram hear me because I got a phone call. Pause the poor communication. Connection with it. I mean, connection. Okay, now let me, can y'all hear me? Give me a sound check. Give me a sound check on. We on Blog Talk Radio, we live. I believe we live on YouTube. Y'all, make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Come on, big brother. You know you can't call now, man. Come on now. I'm on air. You got to call them now. I'm on the air. I'm on air. Free them all. Oh, man. Let me start over again. Damn. This ain't going to work. Okay, let's try one more time. Okay. Y'all forget me that well, okay. I'm trying to. Now, I hope we're coming back in. Okay, gonna give Instagram a minute. Y'all tap on those. We lost some people because y'all come on back in with us. Come on, come back in with us. We alive. Cannot call in the phone because it may break up the connection on Instagram, the sound on Instagram. Come on back on in with us. Come on back in with us on Instagram. Subscribe to Chairman Fred Jr. Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. Half Pint in the building. Salute my sister. Right on. Love and respect to you. That's in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Philly. Philly is in the building. That's what it is. Y'all come on in. Spread the word. Let them know. Come on in. Matter of fact, scratch that. Cub on in with us. Spirit of Black Panther Party Cubs. Cub on in with us, y'all. Spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history. We might cut about 8 o'clock because I got to make a few moves to this presentation by these youngsters. It's a little footwork. Y'all know if you like the hood's history of footwork. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Chicago, where the youngsters be moving their feet, dancing real quick, you know. I'm still trying to keep up with the stepping. So these footworkers, another generation, they have a tribute to Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to check it out tonight. And then we're going to go sit down with my nephew, DJ Trouble. We're going to, he's on here now. He's going to let y'all know what time to tune in. Okay, we good to go. We're going to be talking about C.A. Brown. You know what I'm saying? South Carolina in the building. That's what it is. Let's make history. Let's take history and tape history. Free them all. Show you right. And then they said, I think we live on Intellectual Radio. I think. Make sure. Get that call in number is 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. And you're going to press 1 to get in. Look for some calls. Okay, right on. So you, I'm looking for some calls to be coming in from Comrades of the Black Panther Party. Also, looking for, we good on here? We live with him?
Right.
Okay. Y'all bet with us, you know, a minute yet. Yeah. Okay, right on. Okay, the spirit of making history, taking history, y'all. You guys know this is the party going to be calling in. For those who, we're going to be talking about this, the legacy, one of the programs, the Black Panther Party, the Free Breakfast Program. In fact, to the point that came to attention, former director of the FBI himself, J. Hoover, said, "Hold them up. This is a serious problem here." And I, you know, saying politicizing these, hitting these geniuses, Minister UEP. I mean, the time of day for the star, like you know. The time of life for it to start. You know, say those. You know, I make jokes with people sometimes. Say, well, you debate with this person? Yeah, I'm gonna talk to them. You know, how old are they? Oh, they're 34. I said, oh yeah, you can really work with them. Now they're in their formative years and be cracking. You know, because the deal is, it's certain things. You know, it's set. You know, but you catch that you catch them youngsters, man. You know what I'm saying? The potential. You know, say you can force them catch the fake the funk at a certain age, but you know, and I think it was Brother Lord Jamar said a comment the other day, like, yeah, even you change your routine, you know what I'm saying, you struggle, you know, you can, now if you talk generational curses or whatever, you can try to, you know, rechange it, you know what I'm saying, because at certain stages it's a habit, you know, it's a routine, for you know it's a, you know what I'm saying, you can pass it down. Conscious or unconscious. In fact, I can't recall whose tenure it was under in South Korea. They would keep an individual in prison for three generations, to weed up out of them what was in them. You know what I'm saying? Because again, you know, I recall as a youngster myself, I would be talking, my hands would be moving. You know, I was probably fully like embarrassed. Like, whoa, you know, they can control your hands, you know, when you're talking. I seen that footage of Chairman Fred. I said, "That's what it is." We might get some calls from Brittany Green. On this, first, we get some PSA. It's a People's Service announcement out. You know, many of you knows our co-host has not been on deck with us for a while. Sometime back, she's doing some health issues, but this case is better reasons. Why she hasn't been on deck is better reasons. I told Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Many of you familiar with her through, in fact, we say that depending on what age you are, you may know her through Lady of Rage or Baby D on next Friday, depending upon how old you are. She's actually just, she's been, you go look for August, one, a number of things. She's been on tour, and it's been a good thing. You know what I'm saying? She did Rock and Rough and stuff, the Afro Puffs, and just her birthday just was, I think, 2 days ago. Happy belated birthday, Yo-Yo. To the generation who don't, I know we got a wide listening audience, but some of you can't play with a Yo-Yo. So I was listening to some old school the other day. Ooh, and I told you, I said, I sympathize with these youngsters who don't get to hear this, man. I mean, this brother was going there, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. He was taking it there. I mean, you told my man, Rakim, you did. I'm talking about EPMD. I'm talking about, man, I mean, he was taking it there. And I was just saying, my man, the contrast these youngsters got listened to. But in addition to Lady Rage, Robin Allen on the tour, one of our main things that she really digs, you know what I'm saying, active on the screen. So she's it's a movie. It's a series or movie. This is a movie. August 10th. That's Saturday. So put that on your calendars. August 10th, Saturday, Lifetime. Look for Lifetime. She be many of y'all youngsters don't even know who this is probably. She's portraying Miss Cleo. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Cleo was this alleged psychic. And this is before social media, all this, you know. And everybody said, call me now. And I think back even that, you know, I was a youngster, and this cat who I grew up with, his mother checked the phone, but he was calling the psychic. And I was even asking him, I said, man, why would she be giving you information? Does she know you personally? You know, how she could, and I just couldn't see how he was believing that then. But she's going to be portraying Miss Cleo. You know what I'm saying? So you're right, back down in the building. Man, right on, my sister. Okay, right on. Yes, let us know. Yes, indeed. So that's August 10th. Y'all look for that. She be on now. Jazz and Smith in the building, man. Man, show you right. Free them all. Love and respect to you, Mr. Crawley. Show body, Mr. Crawley, for free them all. Yes, indeed. Call me now. That's August 10th. So, body, look for you. August 30th coming out. You know, don't forget, we'll keep on announcing that. August 30th, the 30th, 31st, and September 1st. Go through the Chairman Fred. We talking about coming in hard. August 30th, we're going to be right there, ground zero. 2337 West Chairman Fred, have to wait. Right there, August 30th. Then we're going to have the street party right there on the wall on the corner of Madison, California. We talking about going to take a breather to my Saturday. We're going to be at the Karen Center on Washington. I forgot what in Washington, out west. We talking about 31st. That we talking about having the People's Convention. The People's Convention. First of all, August 3rd, we're going to be officially releasing the updated Black Panther Party Cub logo. Yeah. We're going up the ante. This is our, you're going to be revising that. You know, since the logo, you'll be up in the ante, you know what I'm saying? The Black Panther Party Cub logo. Because it's definitely under attack, y'all. In fact, I'm going to talk about a situation I had yesterday. And, Y'all be checking for logo. Watch the particular, because you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of false flags out here. Again, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. So that's the 31st. The People's Convention. Powerhouse people coming in. I'm talking about, I ain't want to give it to you right now, but there's some powerhouse people coming in. As well as from here. You know what I'm saying? We got some powerhouses here. The People's Convention, you know, it's going to be post the Democratic Convention, post the Republican Convention. So after you know what I'm saying, their logos, the elephant, the donkey, then you won't come on and see about this Panther thing, you know what I'm saying? That's August 31st. September 1st, we looked at some of the people issues, reparations, political prisoners, the pipelines, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the People's Convention. And ironically, 1970, September, I wanted to do it September 1st. But being that a lot of the people saying who were bringing in, that were coming in, they saying they can't be able to stay the first, you know what I'm saying? So it's okay. I had to tie it in significantly with that September day the Black Panther Party had convened the Revolutionary People's Convention, you know what I'm saying? And I dibbled and dabbled in the debate that was going to go with that term, revolutionary. But, you know what I'm saying, I wish it could be. But the reality, we are in reactionary times. Man, this is 1970. And this goes to revolutionary times. I'm talking about it was mostly revolutionary times, the type of conversations, the type of athletes, the type of relationships, the type of discussions. Because even with this, you know, I said, you know, when you hear the term political, a lot of people automatically go to partisan politics, you know, Democrat, Republican. It was, and it was up. People was clear when you heard that term, you know what I'm saying? The basic dynamics of survival, food, clothing, and shelter. Then September 1st, we're looking at going back to Maywood, the Childhood Home of Chairman Fred. We're talking about having the Chairman Fred Fest right there at the Chairman Fred Hampton Aquatic Center. Well, it ain't open yet. We still probably get that open, but we're talking about having the Chairman Fred Fest. That's where we at, y'all. We're going to push for that. Y'all make sure y'all put the word up, whatever support you can. Make sure you go to the HamptonHouse.org. Is it HamptonHouse.org now? I need a clarification on that. But to the donate button or go to PayPal. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Also, Cash App, $, say the Hampton House. You know, so whatever support you can, make sure y'all repost that, y'all. Other announcements, other PSAs. I got to go do the show tonight. I might leave out by 8 o'clock, 8:15 to do a couple of runs. But also, I'm be on DJ Trouble's show tonight. my nephew. We're going to be talking about this brother, C.A. Brown. And C.A. Brown, phenomenal cat, man. He, unfortunately, C.A. Brown, man, and he got a lot of hits. A lot of music out there, but you know, and I'm even saying it subjectively, but that piece that we did, Chicago Dam, type in Chicago Dam, C. A. Brown, you know what I'm saying? Mark Clemens in the building, free Mark, man. Yes, indeed, the fight continues, my brother. Love, respect to you, man. Real talk, y'all. These names, we definitely gonna have Mark Clemens on deck. You know what I'm saying? You know, this it would be ideal. We could talk about, well, that was a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? You move forward, so on and so forth. Brothers and I'm sure sisters, the people in general who were subjected to the infamous police terrorism, Lieutenant John Burns and others, you know what I'm saying? In addition to being tortured, the system, the machinery of it. Convicted, locked up, you know, so snatched up. This man came with his head up, been through, man, kissed the casket, tangled with torture, and danced with death. Kissed the casket, tangled with torture, and danced with death. I see him and his lady, the pictures, I say, man, you know, stuff, you know, like just even supposed to have our sanity, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to, you know, you can't take it for granted. People say, black men be saying, well, I take care of my children. They ain't nothing to talk about. You should be doing it. I said, no, hold on, be cool now. You have to put in context who we are as a people. You know what I'm saying? We come from a deficit. I'm talking about this under, I mean, to have a relationship. A lot of other communities, they worry about this, the weather bad. I'm talking about every dynamic. You name it. We are going against the grain. Then to add to that, to still stand up, it's supposed to be out there on man. I'm talking, man. Call, come down. I don't get what's going down in our community. Where, man, on deck, on point. Mark Clemens, show button in the building. Need to see you, show button. Is that Bianca Austin in the building? Oh man, listen, hey, listen. Hey, powerhouse is touching down with us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Crawley, Mr. Cash App, $, save the Hampton House. Save the Hampton House. I'm gonna give y'all the insight what I'm envisioning with this this people's convention. I'm talking about the families. You know, I'm talking about the man, like, you know, the black and light blue balloons. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking out loud. You know what I'm saying? Like the convention. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Delegates. You know what I'm saying? The posters up there. You know what I'm saying? You have Ronnie Man Johnson, Tamir Rice. You know what I'm saying? Free political prisoners. Indigenous delegates from the indigenous community, the native community. I'm talking about the pipelines. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Reparations. Property taxes. You know what I'm saying? The basic, man, when Chairman Bobby Steele said, the Minister UEP, when he came to the 10-point platform, say the basic needs and desires of the people. So, again, the system gets to believe, oh, that's political. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. You know, you get caught with these different jive jargon, you know what I'm saying, terms you really can't relate to. You know, Chairman Fred gave an example. Chairman Fred said, it'll be these sisters in front of the free breakfast program, all the ladies in front of the free breakfast program. And the police will pull up, and this will be my intro too. I know my comrades called on deck. Chairman Fred say, the police will pull up on, hey, y'all for capitalism? So I said, no, Chairman Fred, that ain't no cool thing. And police said, well, okay, what about socialism? So I said, well, you know, I really can't debate with you. I'm really not in tune with all that. I really can't, you know, debate with all that. And the police said, well, what about this free breakfast program? And the sisters say, dig, this was feeding our babies. If you took the mess with it, we'll blow your brains out. The people can relate. As we say, Stephen Biko or the Black Conscious Movement. Remember these names I'm giving you now. Stephen Biko or the Black Conscious Movement. Go check out this movie, too, by the way. There's that Washington play, Cry Freedom. Stephen Biko said in the Black Conscious Movement, that black people in particular must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us, we can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't, We can't grasp that. You know what I'm saying? It's inability to distinguish that. You know what I'm saying? Throw a bunch of words and terms. Oh man, he's deep. He said, I know I was growing up, Kevin told me, you got to meet such a day. I said, man, who cares from the living color episode? You know, living color episode. The guy come on doing a bunch of words and terms. You know what I'm saying? But they, man, basically what's your concerns. We're going to have Melissa Crawley out there. We're going to have our sister down there. We're going to have a bill. You know what I'm saying? So, man, the water bills. We want to sign up there. The water bills. You know what I'm saying? Harvey. See, that's politics. I mean, that's, man, food, clothing, and shelter, survival. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, you know what I'm saying? This is not a partisan political discussion to our basic needs and desires of the people. You know what I'm saying? And don't worry about, we call it the delegation. We have a delegation coming from Harvey saying, so what's the issue there? We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, the case of the high water bills. We are not only out from Harvey, it's not just here. We have a delegation from other suburbs in Cook County. We have a delegation. We have a delegation from Cook County. We're going to come and speak about the issues in regards to the property taxes. Okay, we also have a delegation. We have the tiny house ward in business community. The native, yes, you know what I'm saying? Talking about the what's going on in the reservations, what's happening with political prisoners, mental paratia, what's happening, you know what I'm saying, with the pipelines. Yes, we also have a delegation from Cabrini Green. Well, I thought Cabrini Green buildings was torn down, but the people still standing. It's something, it's in the DNA in there. I'm telling you, Cabrini Green, something, look at something different. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man, we got the two. Fremont, get a call. We got a call in. Call in queue.
Fremont, can we have a call in queue?
Come on, welcome, Fremont Radio. Come on in, caller. Hello, welcome to Fremont Radio.
Right on, Fremont.
Right on, comrade. Fremont, welcome.
Right,
yes,
on.
I'm here,
power to the people.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
Power to the people.
Right on. Power to the people.
I know who this is, but I need my list of orders to know who we have on.
This is Comrade Stan, one of the original rank and file members of the Illinois chapter of Black Panther Party.
Salute. Right on. This is Well, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all, those in my list, y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all heard what this is. It's Comrade Stan, Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party. Also, he resides on advisory board of the Black Panther Party Cubs.
Yes.
We honored to have a comrade call in. And I always say, you know what I'm saying, forces that was in it and still in it, still standing, you know what I'm saying? We don't take it for granted, you know what I'm saying? Other communities they call it, they counsel, they go back and look at history, so on and so forth. And speaking of history, I'm going to tell you about this documentary I'm recommending everybody watch too, though. We'll talk about that. But I'm glad you called in. I don't know who else we got on deck of another comrades calling in. But from a force who just, you know, who hadn't, you know, didn't read about it, who just relate to the Black Panther Party when it's beneficial, that, you know what I'm saying, been through the contested conditions, everything, you know what I'm saying, ranging from, you know, out there on the tense weather conditions, Chicago selling the Black Panther Party newspapers, police taking y'all in, you know what I'm saying, the war, sticking toothpicks up on your nails. Oh, see, I tell people, look at the leather jackets and the race. Oh, that's really beautiful. The black people are coming together, you know what I'm saying, but the discipline, the struggles, you know what I'm saying, the work put in, it can't be told in words. There's so much stuff that you know what I'm saying. And a lot of times they go get the people that was out in the tailgate party. You know what I'm saying? They go back and say, well, this is how we did the Super Bowl. We said, well, I ain't never seen cleats or none of that. This comrade, you know what I'm saying, the contested condition is still standing. In particular, comrade, I am on cloud media because we are fortunate right now. I mentioned earlier, amongst survival programs, I want y'all to make note of these terms, the survival programs the Black Panther Party instituted, whether from the free busing programs, the prison, the free clothing, free medical centers, you know what I'm saying? But that, the free breakfast program, and mind you, to put it in context, this is prior for the schools even talking about some free lunches, you know what I'm saying? But if you can tell us about the Black Panther Party free breakfast program, comrade. Take us there, cause we doing it right now, y'all. Make the, on 67th and Green on South Side of Chicago, 10 a.m. in the morning to 12 noon. We're gonna start this Sunday on 5718, I think West Corcoran, on the west side of Chicago every Sunday, and you know what I'm saying, and we go through a political education about it, how we deal with the people, everything. But no better opportunities, you know, that you can get by, you know, say, talking to forces that was there. So that being said, comrade, about, you know, saying, the initiation of that, the importance of that, and, you know, saying, and while the government, we came to Black Panther Party and just of all the pro, everything that y'all stood up and did, stand up for self-determination. But that in particular, what did that, because you would think from the naked eye, that's no problem. Just give us, just feeding children for free. That's no big deal. What's the dynamics? What triggered the ire of this system? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, to come in, they're talking about, you know what I'm saying, stopping the food, threatening, stopping donations. What was to that program?
Right on. Well, I'd like to first say thank you all for having myself, I believe, Comrade Rupp, on, I believe, Comrade Henry is supposed to be on. But there's individuals of us that were actually, that really labored in the program. You know, Minister Huey said that the definition of a community is a comprehensive collection of institutions therein. The institutions in the community were not serving the community. In particular, there was no programs feeding children. And Minister Huey and Chairman Bobby got together, and they came up with a very basic, simple concept to meet the needs of the people, and that was the Breakfast for Children program, because it didn't. When I went to school, there was no, there was nothing there, you know, in terms. So children were going to school on empty stomachs, and Chairman Bobby and Minister Huey figured that children could learn better, you know, with food on their stomach. So we came up with the program, the Free Breakfast for Children program, and it stood for free. Nobody ever paid anything in terms of it. And the way that we ran the program is that we went into the community and we collected donations. Obviously, we got coined with extortion. That's where the extortion BS came. But we just felt that if businesses existed in the community and they eaten off the loaf of the Black community, they were going to contribute back. And we, that was a mandate that we made sure. Otherwise, we took different tactics and strategies in terms of criticizing those businesses by boycotting and things of that nature. But the way the mechanics of the breakfast program was so dynamic, because that program was so vital that it struck a chord all the way to the federal government, where the FBI has sent the local lynch mob in particular Chicago Police Department. And one of the breakfast programs that we had, we were running it out of the office at 2350 West Madison. Pigs came through, you know, and one of their signature tactics were when they would come in to the breakfast programs and raid them in an attempt to shut them down and destroy them, they would attack the food. They would take all the eggs and meat and throw it on the floor. Sometimes they would urinate on it and laugh and that type of thing. But the order from the Central Committee, every time there was a program or an office shut down, the order was get that program back up and running, and we did. We ran those breakfast programs throughout the city of Chicago, from one end of the city to the other, all the way out to the gardens. And those programs were very effective. There was an access of about 3,500 children that we fed on a regular basis weekly with that program. That it heightened the contradiction with the government that program became a target. The tactics that went into the program in terms from the standpoint of the parties collective is that comrades were assigned, different cadre of comrades were assigned to the program. You made that program, and we did that without cell phones. We did that without cars. We did that at all costs, but those programs were opened up, and we never skipped a beat. If a comrade went to jail, we had a lot of that going on. The pigs was kicking us off left and right, you know, on bogus charges. If you were selling the party's paper, you know, they would lock you up on bogus charges of, you know, assaulting someone. And we never had to put our hands on the masses. That was one of the cardinal rules. We always were able to articulate what was in the paper, and the reason we were able to do that is because it was mandated that we read the paper. We had PE classes on the paper before we went out to sell, so that we would know what the hell we was talking about to the masses. And with the breakfast program, we didn't just feed the children. We educated those children in terms of the oppressive conditions that existed in this country. And that made the program very, very effective. So it wasn't just we see a need to just give something out to people. No, there was, as old Frederick Douglass say, power concedes nothing without a demand. We brought the youth in, we educated them, we organized them, they participated in rallies, they participated in the distribution of propaganda for any event that we were involved in. Some of them, you know, ultimately got into some of the other activities like the martial arts program, sickle cell, when we kicked off the sickle cell. All of that was interconnected, interrelated, so we would have some of the youth canning for sickle cell donations and things of that type. But the program was very effective. You had to be there. Most of those programs, you had to be there at no later than 6 o'clock. But most of the time, due to the fact that a lot of us were playing public transportation, a lot of people think, they look at and they see the breakfast program and they glamorize it. Oh, maybe these brothers came in on some Lamborghinis. The Lamborghinis was the soles of our shoes, and a lot of times they had holes in them. We had wore the shoes out in an attempt to make these programs viable, and we did that. A lot of times we would serve the children to the point where there was nothing for us to eat. And then we left that program and we went to other programs, okay? So we never stopped serving the people. We never stopped to criticize and say, hey, well, I got, you know, we moved on. We moved on, whether we had to go and sell papers. And mind you, a lot of the comrades that worked the breakfast programs had just been up all night pulling duty because we had to maintain security on either our cribs or our offices to keep ourselves in this life, because a lot of times the pigs would come in the wee hours of the morning, hidden panther cribs, allegedly looking for whatever they claimed they were looking for, or firearms, or somebody got warrants on them. So we were subjected to all kind of oppressive conditions to serve those programs. It was all an attempt to shut down the breakfast program, and that came directly from the Hoover's office, because the program, it basically fronted off the American government that, you know, there was nothing in the school system in this country. So we replicated, the breakfast program was replicated in every chapter and branch throughout this country, that there was a chapter or a branch of the Black Panther Party. But just locally in Chicago alone, it was about 3,500 or better that we served.
Thanks, Mr. Lou. Thanks, Mr. Revolutionary Love and Respect. So, let me know if we get any other callers in queue. I'm just hearing this again. I just want, you know, our revolutionary appreciation, respect to you and all the comrades. I mean definitely the division, the founders of the Black Panther Party, to the Central Committee, to the rank and file, you know, and uh, I'm just I'm humbled, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, I'm just hearing this, and you can see.
And Chairman, not to cut you off, but let me say this here. There were many sisters that worked that breakfast program pregnant, okay? Your mom, Ruck, Sheila, okay, pregnant.
Man.
Okay, and it was never a question of a fucking 401k, okay, what kind of benefits to come along. They put, they were selfless in doing it, putting what they had to do aside. Pregnant at 6 o'clock every morning. And we got that stuff down to a science where when we go out in the community, we started organizing the masses. A prime example of that was Sister Henry's wife, Diane. Diana, I met Diana selling paper. She was working at Cook County Hospital. I scooped her up, and her. One of the breakfast programs was at the Marcy Newberry Center. So we had comrades scattered throughout the city of Chicago. So we figured out, okay, you know what? This sister got a crib, okay, and it's right across the street. So her crib became a Panther crib. We took that joint over, and comrades that was assigned to the Marcy Newberry breakfast program, that's where they bunked out. So you got no excuses. All you got to do is open the door, walk directly across the street, and you at the breakfast site. So we had concept of being able to, but like I said, we had less, but we had more dedication. We had, you know, the respect. And again, to the sisters. The sisters check brothers on that breakfast program. It wasn't no, hey, I'm gonna lay in the crib a little longer. That breakfast program was a focal point, okay? And we took that same concept into all the programs of, like the servants say, survival pending revolution. We believe that, and we put it into social practice because with all of the programs, you know, it was mandatory for us to call in every 2 hours. And when comrades had an issue with that, hey, the reason being for that is that you could come back to this office and there's no office. Okay, that happened many times across the country. Well,
no,
so
y'all called in, no cell phones. You didn't find the nearest pay phone
no
or whatever.
No cell phones, Doc. You better find your pay phone, and you better get your tin can and string. But it was mandatory. You did check-ins. And it was also designed to weed out undesirables, agent provocateurs and motherfuckers that was on something else. But that was was mandatory. So if you were that also led to OD, that's what we call the person that sit on the desk and ran the office, OD, office coordinator.
Office of the day.
Of the day. That let the OD know that you were where you supposed to be, whether it was selling papers, whether it was working at the medical center, whether it was working in the clothing program, whatever program you were working in, that let that. So that was a regular ritual that you had to call in every 2 hours, mandatory. And that was consequences that came along with that. But we ran those programs without. Now, was, you know, realistically, yeah, there were hiccups, but then we created systems to be able to have supplemental people to come in, and because a lot of times we would sign extra people to the various sites, but those programs, all of them, from the medical center to struggle. I remember one time we had a program, the church still exists now, St. Dominic's Church is on Orleans over there in Cabrini. And we were going into the church to open up the program, and the Cobra Stones got on top of the jets there and started shooting down. And we called Chairman and told Chairman. We went to the directory of the church and called Chairman and told him we was pinned down. And Chairman said, don't worry, he resolved that contradiction with the street tribe. So, there were contradictions that came along with.
Yeah.
Feeding hungry children. So it wasn't just a kumbaya to walk in the park.
Yes.
Yeah, that was heat. That was heat that came along with it. But if you
St. Dominic's still over there now?
It's still over there. St. Dominic's, the church itself is still over there now, yes. Right off of Orleans as you go
Cabrini Green, if y'all listen in, we got to get that breakfast, we get that free breakfast program popping over there before August 30th, y'all. We got, because, man, Cabrini Green, it's something in the dirt over there, you know what I'm saying? I get a report back today, you know what I'm saying? The police still arrest them cats, and, man, we got to call us big, man, Sandra Green and others, man, we touched, man, I think Monday, the police had vapped on this one cat. So Tuesday, we put the call up, make sure y'all, the next be out there for the response. Them cats, historically, they be on deck. And I remember hearing that war story about that. I'm glad you pointed that out, because, see, I tell people romanticize it, but under contested conditions, man, and just even, I heard a story about sisters even having labor pains, and they still out there, you know, getting ready for the breakfast program. Brothers, in that dynamic of duality, of, you know what I'm saying, like a community. What did you say about a community? What's the definition of a community again?
A comprehensive collections of institutions within that community.
Say it one more time. A comprehensive collection of institutions. See,
yes,
I mean, people—they got to change definitions.
When the servant defined the contradiction with the church and how the church had defected from the black community,
yes,
that's when he broke down the definition of a community, that it's a comprehensive. And when you think about it in layman real terms, a community is for what? Schools, grocery stores. So those institutions are in that community. That's the make of that community. So when he defined it like that, it resonated. We got the gist of it. But he broke that down in dialectical materialism. A community is a comprehensive collection of institutions.
Still relevant. Where's the chairman, Fred? Ain't
yes,
no better motherfucker than Minister UEP Newton, man. Man.
Yes, sir. It was an honor, brother. It was an honor to roll with that brother, man. I learned so much beyond just personally being around him and working.
We
got to
make sure we hold, define, man. We have to define, be clear what a constitute, what a community is.
Yes,
what,
sir.
You know what I'm saying? What a man is, what a woman. Don't take for granted. Every time they keep on switching me. See, imperialism, this system with power, it'll come in, it'll redraw lines of what, you know, who you are, whose land is what, it redraw lines, it'll redefine. This is a community. You're like, wait a minute, this is a jail cell. This is not even a jail cell.
Right.
You know,
right.
This is a revolutionary. They start playing these games to have a concrete definition.
Yes, sir.
What a community is, it's embarrassing, it's humbling. You start saying, wait a minute, what, ain't no institutions, you know what I'm saying, you look in the community and say, man, then they water down, they turn into food deserts. They ain't flip the script like it's something that we did wrong. Instead of they call that contradiction, man, you know what I'm saying, and we say it's an honor. I'm going to, man, clinch this salute to the comrades, man, the Black Panther Party Cubs, y'all. We say to the Black Panther Party, it's a tough act to follow, but we attempt our best to walk in y'all paw steps. And, man, Niggas Lee Foundation does it, make it on deck until 67. I want y'all come see yourself, y'all. 67 Green, 10 a.m. in the morning, 10 a.m. in the morning, and out there that free breakfast program. We again tough act to follow. We still doing it. We gonna be on the west side of Chicago. It's growing. I want y'all to Billy Ray Valentine go on his page. He did a video clip for commercial for us. Check it out through my father's eyes, man. This is. And to hear the history of this, and again, and without no resources from the state, you got all these different individuals getting all this finance, man, and think about the people. It up to ante, where the government had to come and say, we can't stop it, let's co-opt it. That's where they had to come in with their free lunches in the school, but they can't duplicate it. They can't. They start asking children, well, why your dame different from your father? I need to know this information. How many people in your household? Like that. One, Asada Shakur talked about in Harlem, when a child came in the Black Panther Party for Breakfast program, he was stuffing some pancakes in his pocket. And she explained that you can never steal from your program. It's your thing. It's the people's program.
Yep.
You know, man, revolutionary love and respect, comrade. Yes, indeed. Who else? Do we have any other comrades called in?
I believe Ruck and Henry should be on.
Ruck, Henry, they tapped in. Can you clear the airlines, bring them in?
Yeah, free them on college. Press 1 to speak.
Press 1 to speak. They on?
Free them on camera. No other callers. Thank you.
We expecting some other members of the Black Panther Party, y'all, who, oh, man, now I know it's Tawita, man, Ruck, man, from A, man. And when I say, you, this one, when we talking about these sisters and brothers, this one no affirmative action for nobody else. We talking about these sisters and, you know, so I say, well, we got to have a woman in a position just for the record to say, these, I'm talking about comrades. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, on the battlefield. It was, the duality, the balance, you know. I say, man, you know, man. You talk about struggle. It kind of cuts me when I hear in our community a lot of times, oh, they're trying to kill all the black women. They're trying to kill a black man. Being this here, man, you under attack when the genocide is happening, wiping out entire people. You know what I'm saying? Man, the beer to be very clear. Yeah, there's certain specifics, you know what I'm saying? But even when they hit one segment of our community, it's connected. Winnie Mandela said, I said on the Carl Nelson show earlier this morning, Winnie Mandela said when a person is in prison, it's not just that person that's impacted. Go look at how they were, when Nelson Mandela was locked, they had him locked up. Go look where they sent her to. Go, you know what I'm saying? Barren land, you know what I'm saying? Go look, couldn't grow no food, you know what I'm saying? Go look at the tax, how, you know what I'm saying, what it does, you know what I'm saying? And not even for the Freedom Fighters, you ain't going to go that far. Go look at, you know what I'm saying, movies like Claudine, how, you know what I'm saying, you degrade, you hear one aspect, you degrade one aspect of the family, how the trickle-down impact, and the aspiring dynamic. I'm talking about, I just say in church, they're waving their hands, like they test, I'm throwing my fist up, I'm talking about the free breakfast program. I'm so honored and humbled, man. I'm talking about, again, just to be, let's say, man, it'll be, man, to be able
and
again,
a chair,
yeah, come
chair, Ruck, the other thing I want to highlight about that comrade, Ruck worked the breakfast program, and she would lead the breakfast program and run that medical center with Minister Doc. Yes, she ran that sister ran that whole sickle cell anemia program. Oh man, she was a beast with it.
This is important to know. In fact, I know this is really what gave me a charge up. See, I ain't wanted to cut out the bag, but we've been discussing about the free medical center. And so you need to know. People say, oh, what's the importance of even knowing this? This is important because it gives us a bar. It gives us a bar. They'll send something to. They say an orphan horse. An orphan horse is the most difficult horse to raise. An orphan horse is the most difficult horse to raise. You need that template. My brain is bubbling right now. Why you think in the Army, in the Navy, they study West Point? They study previous wars. They study General Patton. You know what I'm saying? This is necessary discussion. And give me, man, actually, the age range, they look and say, man, it's been done before. Then to point out, no cell phones, no social media, a commitment. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, we're going to get her in here, but y'all know who these people are. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Man, the Ruck, man, this is Doc Satchel, man, Akua and Jerry, former Deborah Johnson, man, Stan McKinney, man. Comrade Henry, it's a plethora of forces. I tell people, you ain't got a wing. Carla came in?
Yeah, free my chairman.
Oh.
Calling
Q.
Hello.
Calling Q.
I'm here.
Right on. Welcome to my radio. Come on. Let me say one thing when you're here. Y'all, listen. We ain't got to suffice for no Luciano, no, you know what I'm saying, no athletes to be, you know what I'm saying, to be our man. We got real deal representatives, y'all, who we can relate to. We look at the example. I don't allow y'all be worried. What are we going to do with that? Well, if you ain't Democrat or Republican, how are we going to breathe? How are we going to clean out ourselves and we defecate? How are we going to eat? How are we going to... Man, listen. The condition got so intense. When you hear that term, that wasn't just no slick soundbite. The Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party, that was a revolutionary political organization. They go, I know they try to minimize it just that of the gun, but they even politicized the gun. And met the basic needs of the people, man, with the people. So you know what I'm saying? So again, y'all, listen closely to these, you know, to these war stories, these testimonials, and make sure you cross the T's and dot the I's, because again, they're gonna create the Drakes and the Fakes. To come hijack the Drakes, the Fakes, and the Panther Party, say the Jackanapes. To come and hijack this history, y'all. You better make sure you cross some T's and dot some I's. Make sure you give me the real deal history on how this go, y'all. Welcome, Comrade, to Freedom On Radio. You there, Comrade?
Yeah, I'm there, Comrade. I thought you were still talking.
I'm on cloud million right now. I ain't ready to come down. I'm on cloud million. I'm revolutionary, proletarian, intoxicated of the legacy of the Black Panther Party. So I ain't ready to come down. I'm talking about a lot of people been getting this cut and telling them these other, they got to go through all these other people, these great savers. I'm on cloud million. About some,
right.
A group of brothers and sisters, basically ranged from age 14 to 24 years old, that shook the world. So we talking about the breakfast program. Give us a background. You know what I'm saying? Who you are, St. Louis, and dynamic. Because you know what I'm saying? This dynamic was impacting throughout the country. You know what I'm saying? I mean, throughout the world. We talking. Give us a background, Comrade.
Okay. First thing, like everybody know, my name is Henry Nesbitt, and I was a member of the Illinois chapter, but I was stationed down in East St. Louis, which was considered the Southern Illinois branch of the Black Panther Party. We're talking about the breakfast program, and one of my, I think, greatest joys I've had in life beside my wife and my kids was feeding the kids at the breakfast program. It was, I will never forget that until the day that I actually died. Staying at throughout a number, I think it says like 3,700. I think you said it was feeding the kids a week, if I remember correctly. Now, a lot of people probably hear that number and say, well, I don't believe that. Let me give an example. When our breakfast, we had three in the St. Louis area. We had one in St. Louis. We had one in East St. Louis. And we had a group of white people had probably heard called the Intercommunal Survival Committee. They worked under the Black Panther Party. They also had a breakfast program in the poor white community in St. Louis. But in East St. Louis, we fed approximately 200 kids a day. The kids would come in shifts because we can only put in as many as 50 in the building safely at a time. They would come in shifts of 50. We would feed them, talk to them, and try to get them off to school. So when you look at numbers like that, you can see that he's probably really underestimating how many kids we fed, to be honest with you. Also, at one point, there was a breakfast program that was in Carbondale, Illinois, when we had a headquarters down there also. But that breakfast program, I don't care what you did. I don't care where you went. It was mandatory that you went to that breakfast program. Just like Comrade said, you can be up all night long. I don't care. You're going to be at that breakfast program in the morning. And to let people know, a lot of times, to be honest with you, we didn't eat ourselves. We ate if anything was left from the breakfast program, and 99% of the time there was nothing left, to be perfectly honest with you. We had a couple occasions where we had transportation had broken down where we could not go over from East St. Louis to St. Louis, you know, for the setup for the program. And at there's a certain time of night in the morning, the buses, they call them bi-state, the buses didn't run from the Illinois side to the Missouri side anymore. There were several occasions that we would pack our stuff in boxes and actually walk across the bridge across the Mississippi River to get to the breakfast program. And people would look at us like, well, how did you get where we walked? They could not believe that we was that dedicated to those programs. But those kids, they had to be fed. Those kids looked at that program as their, it was like they was at home. You know, They expected it. We tried to give them a menu, not the same thing every day. We had a menu that broke down maybe 4 or 5 days a week, just different things. You know, the regular staples, but we would mix it up for the kids. And this program went on for several years for us. The government came in, and at least the government in East St. Louis and also St. Louis, they did the same thing. They started making it so we were not able to ask for donations and things, you know, for that program. They started arresting us for asking, you know, for donations and things of that nature. It was a hell of a process, but it was a very thankful, very very important process, which it resonates even today, even though most people don't know how it came about.
Yes, indeed. Y'all, listen, we live and direct on Fremont Radio. Y'all, Spirit of Making History, Taking History, and Taping History. We getting actual, you know what I'm saying, blow by blow. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of times people try to minimize the struggle to just... Go ahead.
Let me tell you this, too, also, Chairman, because this is something I think a lot of people don't understand. At this particular time, we had the free prison, bus in the prison program, and the bus would come periodically, maybe once... I think once the money would come to East St. Louis, and they would pick up the parents and things, take them to the prison at Statesville, Menard, places like that. Before the breakfast program, a lot of brothers and sisters, and I think this is important that people understand, a lot of brothers and sisters who participated even then in the, I'm going to say, the underground economy, we could not talk to them. You couldn't take them, hit them in the head with a Black Panther noose. They run and go the other way. But these were the same guys. They'd come by late at night, knock on the door, look around, and they leave a little package. Some of you say, hey, man, I'm leaving this because, you know, you feed my little brother. Or I'm leaving this because my mama's able to go see my sister down in jail because of this bus.
Yes.
They gave a lot of donations, you know.
Yeah.
But they would never admit it. They never want to be around it. You could never see them read a paper. But the community supported it.
No doubt about it. Sure, you're right, John. Again, y'all, we live. Man, to make sure y'all come through, come back on 67 to Green, Monday through Friday. Check out what's going on right now on that corner. Niggas Lee Center, you know what I'm saying? We right there. Again, tough act to follow. We tend to walk in the power steps, man. That free breakfast program, Sunday, we're going to be 5718 West, I think, Concord, out there on the west side. And we talking about this is going to be growing and growing. And you need this example. You know what I'm saying? Again, I say, in all humbleness, I humble myself to the legacy, a template of an oil center that laid this out. You know what I'm saying? Ain't broke, don't fix it. A lot of things you can look at and say, well, man, that was some sharp clothes, man. That's out of style now. Well, that was a good relationship you was in. That was, you know, y'all was in high school. You know what I'm saying? That food was good, but it's kind of the taste went out of it. This dynamic. This template. I'm saying this as humble as I can. You know what I'm saying? Man, they ain't broke, don't fix them to me. It's ever developing. You know what I'm saying? The basic, you can correlate the conditions and times. It's kind of eerie. I tell you, especially
hey,
you know, this
hey,
right
chairman.
Now.
Hey, Chairman. Hey,
Chairman. Talk to me, comrade. Yeah.
The boycott of Billboard Yet. Billboard Yet was a black business owner that owned a number of liquor stores in the Bay Area. And Bill Boyette had the nerve to make the statement when some of the party members, in particular sisters, had went to ask for donation, F that breakfast program. Well, that breakfast program was a part of the minister's heart, okay? And that constituted that boycott. And we worked that boycott. We worked that boycott and shut that boy down and had him crying. So when you see... when you look back, or you can Google the boycott of Bill Boyette by the Black Panther Party.
Let me out with this, Charlie. The boycott.
This brother owned all of these liquor stores.
The boycott of Bill Boyette that was over in California. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Take that in.
the servant, I worked the boycott, some of the party members that were in Oakland, that were sent out to Oakland for ideological remolding, worked that boycott. Harold,
Brooks, Doc.
And they know we worked that boycott. We worked that boycott line and turned that. We politicized that whole thing. The Lumpens was out there singing. We worked. But we look, when we finished with Bill Boyette, he was ready to turn his old portfolio over to the Black Panther Party, okay?
Arrogant. Bill Boyette, y'all make sure. Go back and play this. Y'all go back and play this. Remember these names. You know what I'm saying? The arrogant. The Black Panther Party talking about the demagogic politicians, the fastest paid cops, you know what I'm saying, the aboriginal greedy businessmen. Those are the arrogance, you know what I'm saying? Black businessmen, he said, fuck the breakfast program. What they got to do with him? And, man, Minister, we call for that boycott. Go Google this, y'all.
Yep.
I'm flashing.
Now, another event that centered around the survival programs was, a lot of people don't realize this, the movie The Mac. Them Hollywood gangsters came out there trying to do that movie. And the servant shut them down. Okay?
Yes.
But he didn't just shut them down to be shutting them down. He shut them down because they came into the Oakland community. Black actors were not being paid across the board.
Yes.
I don't care what black
y'all
actors.
Y'all ain't hearing this.
They were not being paid fair. Yeah,
sound
they were
familiar?
Not being paid fair. Black exploitation. You dig?
Yes.
And Huey shut that movie production down, and them Hollywood boys came back in crying. And they adhered to the demands of the Black Panther Party, which was to pay black actors fairly. So all them chumps, Cosby and all of them, Isaac Hayes, whoever it was, that's how they were able to get paid fairly and fair benefits. Okay,
yes.
Was behind the party boycotting
party called the question.
And shutting down. So the Mac almost wasn't going to be made, but
yes.
That's
Max Julian talked about that.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah.
That's and it gave it lend credence to Melvin Van Peebles, because he was a black producer. Hollywood wasn't giving him no action. Party got involved and opened the doors on that lick, you know. So,
hey, Comrade, uh-huh. I don't know if you want to tell them about Ike Turner. Do you?
Yeah, we had the party had the I think it was a Fox Theater, and we were
before you tell that, Comrade, hold on, give me correction from the Billboard, Boyette is what?
Boyette.
How to spell that?
Yeah, I think it's B-O-Y-E-T-T, I think. Boyette.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Bill Boyette.
Yeah,
if you Google it, it'll come up. Listen, it brought Ron Dellums and Ramsey Lewis, all the big time legal heads.
Because it was Ron Dellums who made him come to the table and sit down. And I think he was either representative or senator at the time.
Ron Dellums, congressman, yep.
Yeah, Congress. Yeah,
this affects every aspect.
What the party was doing was raising funds for the party, for the Ideological Youth Institute at that time. I think it might have been called Sam Napier Institute, but anyway, it ultimately evolved into the Oakland Community Learning Center. But raising funds, and we were using the Fox Theater, which was one of the institutions that the party was kind of piling with purchasing, along with the lampposts, and we had all of these different entertainers that, you know, would come in and do shows, the Dramatics, Dales, different entertainers that would come in and do shows for the party. To raise funds, and out of that respect from what happened with the Mac being shut down, because it resonated in the entertainment community that the Panthers, you know, the Panthers was about it. And I thought he was going to do the show and cost the money, and we had to discipline him a little bit. But I won't go into that.
Yes, sir. That's all. Sometimes we get into education around here.
The impact.
Let me say this, y'all.
I don't know, just
in case we don't get Rock and Sheila tonight, I want to then play this. I mean, Clint Smith salute. And I mean, again, to the Black Panther Party Central Committee, right? I'm to all the comrades. I mean, I be off the Minister Docs, man, the Deborah Johnson, the man, Rook. Y'all, these are people, y'all. I'm telling you, y'all. I mean, she loved them up. The commitment, the sacrifice. It produces a different sort of, you know what I'm saying, a different sort of person, the people, you know what I'm saying? And this is something we need to know. Again, we need to know about y'all. I can't stress this enough. I want y'all to replay this. I want to also give out a couple of, Black Panther Party Cub and Community Condolences, Pastor Arrington. This is a lady at the church. In fact, Cassandra Greer had connected us with her. We actually had the free breakfast kicking up for a minute over there with our pastor Dave and others over there. And you call in the show, but this brother. My train of thought. She just passed. Pastor Arrington. So the church is on 63rd and Justine. Chairman Prayer said everyone should be able to come in a revolutionary act in their life. And you know what I'm saying? And I want to commend her legacy. Also, this brother, C.A. Brown, whose funeral is Friday in Chicago Heights, 155th place, I think 10 a.m. C.A. Brown, man, go look at that. Man, I don't want to limit his resume to this song, but I'm crazy about this here thing here. This piece here called Chicago Damn. All you young brothers who be on that microphone, man, check out, man. He really touched some hearts and issues. And I want to shout out brother Jeffy, a guitarist, who connected me with his brother C.A. Brown. They were talking doing the thing on the Black Panther, you know what I'm saying? And Jeffy said, "Whoa, wait a minute, y'all touched down with Chairman Fred?" They were like, "No, we didn't think we had you." And Jesse, man, he really decoded the culture. And when you see people, you know what I'm saying, you got to up ante. You know what I'm saying? Jesse, I mean, he stood on it, he pushed it. They ended up coming to the house, and it was crazy. They came to the happy house, and some other forces with them. They was like, man, who? Because the comrades were there. Like, man, who is this guy? You know, like, who? You know, they ain't never seen no revolutionary organization. They never seen nobody other than a state official, a politician, or you know what I'm saying. So this is a new dynamic. Ironically, they came on the birthday of the Black Panther Party, and we were talking. They ended up doing a phenomenal song. This brother, he would bring his wife, his family. He came into the Sipping Paint. This brother passed, again. The service is Friday. We're gonna have it posted up there, y'all. I'm doing a show tonight with this brother DJ Trouble, my nephew. You know what I'm saying? Talking the legacy to him, though, man. Again, so everybody's ready to come in a revolutionary acting. Like, we don't know how, man. Ain't no guarantee tomorrow, y'all. Ain't no guarantee tomorrow.
Right. Hey, Chairman, you mentioned a place over on Washington.
Yes.
Where exactly is this place on Washington?
Where is the Karen Center at? It's on Washington. Where is that? Washington and
Is it west of Central on the corner, 5700? Is it 50, in the 5700 west on Washington?
That sound so Central. Yeah, hold on. It's west or east? Hold on. No. Coming back by Central Park somewhere around that thing, though. I think that's Central Park.
Because I know when back in the day when we were going, the group of party members that we all joined the party together with Ralph Clifton and Bobby Anderson, when we came out of Austin, there's a place, it's a Catholic joint that we used to have a breakfast program, and we would have PE classes right on the corner of Central and Washington back in the day. This was back in 69, so I was just wondering if that was the same spot.
I can take this, man. Y'all don't take this for granted, you know what I'm saying? This is I'm telling you, man, hey, this is something all of our people you know about. Is we every community, and again, stick to that definition when it's UEP News. Don't let nobody sway. Well, that don't mean we all get, you know, people say, well, to me and my man, I'm a revolutionary, you know, stop playing word games, you know what I'm saying? This is a cup. This is coffee in this cup. Not in my mind, I don't identify as, because this is coffee. You know what I'm saying? This is coffee. There's a definition for a community. But the deal, it'd be so, don't let, you're saying there's a definition for a community. And you look inside of yours, it's embarrassing.
Chairman, when Minister Huey talked about intercommunalism, it was in that context. When he said a community is a comprehensive collection of institutions, when he broke down intercommunalism, when he starts fighting with the so-called left that was talking about, well, y'all not speaking nationalism, the servant broke it down. He said, we intercommunists, because the communities are connected. Technology has moved to the point of technocracy. So when you hear people going around talking about technology, the servant busted that out. When he did that speech at MIT, all of them so-called think tank, the class intellectuals, it blew their minds. Because they had never heard of anything.
So give me intercommunalism as opposed to the national government.
The whole nationalist concept is subjective because there's boundaries. The servant said, the world is being changed by technology. You can get, when he broke it down, you can get on a plane and go around the world in a couple hours. Where it used to take you 20, 30 hours to go around the world, now you can do it in a couple hours, okay? When he talked about Lenin, he said the concept that Lenin said, I envision a time where man could stand in one place, push buttons, and move mountains. That's happening. Let's take a stick of dynamite, blow a mountain out of the way, and build a community. The technology had moved. And one of the things, I always say this to my wife a lot of times when we're talking about social order things, is that the servant says there'll come a time when technology would move to a level at such a rapid rate that a lot of people, we will have to come up with a new definition for defining them, because the technology has basically ousted them in the social order, okay? But you can find that information right there in that speech at MIT. That comrade broke it down, man. That was hard-wrenching when he talked about
technology. The speech at MIT.
In Boston, yes.
He also said there's going to come a time that the Black Panther Party is going to negate itself.
Mm-hmm. He talked about negation and negation. That's dialectic.
Yep, that's right. Sure did.
Negation and negation. Yep. We did much studying. A lot of folks don't realize it, but we would have PE classes, especially with Chairman Senior. We'd have PE classes at 4 in the morning, and then we look around and got to go to the breakfast program. So a lot of times, we was just operating off sheer
energy.
Man.
It was intertwined. I'm glad you said that too, comrade. See, I'll be talking to some, I'm a revolutionary in reactionary times. I foresee revolutionary times coming up, you know. And with the, it's intertwined in discussions, and I tell people, like, ain't no Cliff Notes in Cub class. And I say, sometimes I feel like Marilyn Monroe body. Sometimes people want to come pick it when they want to pick it. Like, I say, like, Joe DiMaggio and John F. Kennedy, they want to go grab Marilyn Monroe, you know, just when they want to, you know what I'm saying, just pick up, you know, let me holler at you for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, you can't get the essence of all this. That's why one of the scenes I liked in that Jews and Black Messiah, the scene with Kaluuya and the Dominique Fishback, you know what I'm saying, and the chairman, and they mentioned the long, the Chairman Mao Zedong, in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? And the intertwine our everyday life. I say, you know what I'm saying? Resist. I say, this is not struggle. I'm gonna put this a quote. I'm saying this. I'm gonna post it too. Struggle is not a one night stand. Struggle is not a one night stand. And revolution is a relationship. It's a romance. You know what I'm saying? You people say revolution is not a dinner date. It's a protracted struggle. And then hold that. And then say, I mean, that climate. You know what I'm saying? The breakfast. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say this too. I want y'all to go look at. You know what I'm saying? It's different that climate, the atmosphere. Now you can see the community, how it changes. You know what I'm saying? Impacts when you see with the politics. Not just the don't detach the food from the politics. Don't detach the gun. Don't detach any dynamic you're talking about. The movie, the way he dealt with that dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Man, go back and look at how Chairman Bobby Seale said, Minister UEP, they had to go back and look at The Godfather again after the analysis he provided by Minister UEP. On that movie, on that set, Judas and Black Messiah, I had a template. I studied. How did, you know what I'm saying? I'd be calling Comrade Stiles and saying, man, okay, what the touching bases, mother coming. I had a template. How many of you people dealt with the different dynamics with the movie industry? You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing new under the sun. In fact, I drew a correlation to my relationship with Ryan Coogler, the uncertain with Melvin Van Peebles, you know what I'm saying? And it's long-standing. It impacted to the point that when they tried to do that movie, The Panther, they tried to have Tom Cruise, white dude, play Minister UEP Newton. Melvin Van Peebles, he remembered the relationship. Man, they said, no, it's no go. That can't happen, Matt. You know what I'm saying? This stuff is like meat and potato. It sticks to you for generations. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no microwave meal. You go to these old these different places, they try to give you this old, again, Drake's Fakes and Jackanapes. Drake Fakes and Jackanapes. They'll give you something. It'll look real appealing. You come back, you'll get it. It's gone. You're like, Dad, did I eat something? I don't know. You go to some place, eat something. Oh, everybody. This here, it sticks for generations, y'all.
Revolutionary in communalism. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Mark, we have another
caller in queue. Caller in queue? Okay, yep. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Fremont calling.
Calling Q. Well, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to break. I'm gonna make a move. Let's call it. Okay, we gotta come back on this again. Y'all repost this.
Chairman, let me holler at you one quick time before you roll out. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, we hear you.
The whole concept of revolutionary intercommunalism was. Huey had a chance to argue that whole concept before the Politburo in
yes,
China
sir.
Was over there.
Yep.
Chiu En Lao, Mao Zedong, he had the opportunity to talk to him about that whole concept.
Did Dr. Wu?
Chiu En Lao, the Politburo of People's Republic
the
of China.
The Central Committee of China, the People's Republic of China.
I'm trying to tell you, this is what I keep saying. I don't think y'all heard this. The central community in China.
Premier Chiu En Lao. Yeah.
Come on, listen. I'm on cloud million. I done seen the pictures. I don't know if y'all heard the Politburo in China. This was no vacation. You look at the dignity. I'm talking about man, Minister UEP. I'm talking about man. I can see it now. With that coat, double breasted, them glasses and stuff. I mean, they're coming. I mean, the respect, the dignitaries. I'm talking about.
Party was requested to come to the People's Republic of China long before the American government, before Nixon, they
That's
didn't
right.
have a relationship. Mm-hmm. It was the Black Panther Party that opened the door.
That's
yes,
correct.
Sir.
See,
it was a party that opened the door. When you see that picture of the servant shaking hands with Chiu En Lao, they invited a delegation of party members. And after that initial meeting with the servant, they gave us an embassy there. They gave us an embassy of the Black Panther Party in the People's Republic
in China.
Of China.
I hope y'all hearing this.
Yep.
I want y'all, this is the homework. Go study this here to pull up on YouTube.
Yep.
Melissa Crowley, I want you to give other people going through some with the water issues. I want y'all coming in like a, man, on 31st, I want y'all coming in like a delegation. You know what I'm saying? Official.
Minister yes. Doc went there. He was one of the delegate members of the party, along with Minister Emory Douglas, who was the artist, and Minister Masai Hewitt, who was the Minister of Education. When Minister Doc came back to the United States and came back to the Illinois chapter, Minister Doc was down with acupuncture. We were some of his first victims. But he was practicing acupuncture right out of the Spurgeon Jake Winters Medical Center back then. We talking about 1971, 72.
Y'all here, well, I can't suffice for nothing less. I'm talking, it's like you guys, you go to New Mulatto's or Giordano's and get some pizza. And you know what I'm saying? And then you somebody give you this be like a slice, like you wonder why they tripping. You know what I'm saying? You wonder, I can't get excited about no partisan politics. I'm talking about, when you done had this here, when you know about this here, the bar is up here. It's like you've been in a relationship with a, you know what I'm saying? A real relationship. You come in and say, man, that's cool, we gotta settle. It just don't do. I'm trying to tell you. Them 30 or 31st until 1st, get y'all clothes together. I'm talking about, man, I'm like, for real, get, man, have them set, like, people do, man, go look the word delegation up. Go look at the images. I'm talking about, man, the political and in China. I'm talking about, man, I was going to speak in France with a delegation by Mumia Abu-Jamal, and I had my suitcase, and this brother didn't know me. He said, man, you going out to have fun. And the rest of the neighborhood, they said, what you mean have? He's not going on vacation. He's going to represent our people. That's our, man, Ms. Crowley, you have responsibility. You want to connect with other communities, other people, on wherever they are, about this water bill. And I'm to my official. We'll get the posters. I'm going to call it a delegate. We'll come up there. I want the families to police terrorism. You know what I'm saying? The man to be there. I'm talking about the delegation. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, who is that? Sonya Massey family there. You know what I'm saying? Countless other stuff. We're gonna check our emotions. You know what I'm saying? This is, I know it's emotional, but we come as a delegation. Man, reparations, you know what I'm saying? Political prisoners, the indigenous community, you know, different dynamics. A real deal convention. We have a people's convention. August 31st, we want black and light blue. Get your best colors on. Represent, you know what I'm saying? The situation about the foster care, whatever. And see, we'll call people bluff. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you want to vent. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is what we doing. If nothing else, for the history books, you know what I'm saying? How useful this is going to be for future generations, y'all? Because I know this is doing for me right now, hearing about the birth program. It's a shot in the arm. It's like you running. You know what I'm saying? You get tired. Man, hey, you better believe that sister, what's the sister, young sister, the phenomenal runner? What's the young sister, Shakira? What's the young sister's name, y'all?
Richardson.
You better believe when she, man, she thinking about times with her grandmama, you know what I'm saying, with different struggles, and her mom, you know, that second wind kicked back in. Money Frazier told me, he said, Chairman, you be talking. He said, I can see when you get tired. He said, I know when the chairman kick in on you, because they say, my father, Miller Frazier, it kicks in on me sometimes. This is, I'm talking inspirational, y'all. I'm not talking no abstract sort of way. We need, I'm saying, also put the word out there, we need support, y'all. Come on, that's 70 Green. Y'all, you know, so we need warm bodies to help, you know, so with the feed the program. Y'all got the place to donate resources to. You know, again, save the Hampton, Cash App, $, save the Hampton House. Chairman Fred Jr. at Gmail. Put up right there on the comrades. They out there. I'm talking about, man, bless everybody, Cook, this is Cassandra Greer. We got forces right there on deck, y'all. Check out Facebook. We just had a phenomenal tour today. People came from all, the youngsters came from all over. Comrade Cool on it on deck. I gotta watch the whole tour. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'll be on here all night, but I gotta go to this event, you know? And again, clinch this salute to the legacy of the Black Panther Party, to the Pro Survival Program, and Christmas salute to those who carry on. And let's get ready, y'all. The theme for August 30th, they are not like us. You know what I'm saying? And also the theme for August 31st is the People's Convention, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Get your stuff objective. We didn't come for no business session. We lay issues about Kwame Green, lay a bam, bam, bam. You know, police terrorism, you know what I'm saying? What's the issue? Political prisoners. Bam, bam, bam. Go Google previous delegations. You go conventions. Look at them. Look at that, man. The Republican convention, man, you think that Trump's wife and them get along? You see the image of children. We having children speak all the, I'm talking about, man, it was, you see the united position, you know what I'm saying, and lay out what's our issues, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, hey, we going to up the ante, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And so we can come to, this is a history book, so people say, well, we don't know what y'all fight for. This was, man, we demand, as Malcolm X said, man, we demand to be treated as human beings by any means necessary. And as Minister Huey P. Newton said, man, we would have our manhood, I'm going to paraphrase, our manhood, our humanity, man, on level of earth. As his brother, I watched this documentary on YouTube called Negro Class, the Upper Negroes in 1968. Man, you talking, man, same dynamics, going through it again. Those who called in, make sure y'all press 1. We look for futures up there. We're going to be talking about, I think we got some guests coming in next week. We're having St. Louis, Congresswoman Cori Bush, that whole dynamic that went down up there, the election, I think our next Wednesday, the following Wednesday, somebody come on in and give us an update about this. Study that. Also, I think we're going to be going to actually St. Louis, her district, this coming Thursday, Mike Brown. Mike Brown, you know what I'm saying? Go to Mike Brown Senior's page. They got a number of events coming up Thursday, Friday. I only can do one day. Me and Jake, big brother Jake Jacob Blake, we'll be touching down up there. You know what I'm saying? This is the 10th year anniversary. Damn, 10 years? Damn. Mike Brown, man, 10 years. Ooh, man. So you keep up close with that. Comrades, revolutionary appreciation, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, man, get the video. Make sure they check this out. Ruff, Sheila, and all the other comrades. Clutch this salute, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Beat goes on. I have to make this move, y'all. We're going to make this move. This is phenomenal. This was phenomenal, y'all. So, comrades, revolutionary love, respect, and appreciation, y'all. We will have y'all black on again. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. We appreciate right the on. People. It's called Free Them All, y'all. Tap in with us, sister comrade. Take us out.
All right. Like, you and the people around you seem to be like always in danger. You know, you could be killed as you walked out of here, because this happened to a lot of people in the Black Panthers and all the black movements. And like, can you be sure that your movement, are you strong enough now, you know, that are you going to go on?
Live or die, finish shot. Shootings on the damn Rhine got me scared to drive. Shit depressing when I'm scrolling down my timeline. Windy City ain't shit pretty, but the skyline. Foolish pride got the youngest lying doing drills. All the teens sipping lean, are they doing bills? Lack of structure got the city in a disarray. I pray to death for the Larry, see the light of day. Ayy, rest in peace to Mr. Walter Weeks. And fuck the police, they took our leaders off the streets. All the chiefs gone, not a beef can never cease. Perfect recipe to make the murder rate increase. Summertime is heating up, the shorty's going crazy. Gang banging, they ain't aiming strays, hitting babies. Parkway to 63rd, it's a civil war. This real shit is the sport, they even keep it for. Damn, rest in peace to Duck and King Von. And all the shorties from every hood that passed on. Another brother in jail, another mother more. It's an L on both sides, nobody won. Damn, I keep the pieces for my peace of mind. Killers sliding down the 9, they on demon time. Same time, they don't recognize the genocide. Bullshit aside, we killing off our own kind. Blind leading the blind, when will it ever stop? Different blocks and not your brother, not your op. Too many of us in cell blocks and grave blocks. Every night, niggas exchange shots, it stays hot. Hat broke, buck 50s and Pelly coats. Homer Angelo, Don Juan, and Fluky Stokes. King David and the legendary Al Capone. I call it home, Chicago's very own.
And you know how the story goes, that, you know, they had a chance at wiping out power is what got them in the mess they're in now. Wiping out power is what, that's what got the Black Panther Party in the masses. you know, because they wiped out so much power. So I think they about tired of wiping out power. They wiped out Martin Luther King, and they wiped out Malcolm X, you know what I mean? And they wiped out all these people. These people would produce.
Live on YouTube, Raymond.